This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so we've talked mostly technical stuff up till now, right? Fiscal policy, fundamentals, monetary policy, the bond market. Now, we're going to talk about feelings, or to use the technical term, consumer confidence. Spending by or on behalf of consumers in this economy accounts for 70% of all the economic activity we have, and our confidence in the economy directly affects that spending. So it turns out, feelings do have economic consequences. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Since 2009, consumer and business confidence has known mostly one direction, up. But perception can be a powerful thing.
It matters because people think it matters, yes. And it can affect confidence in many different dimensions.
That's Robert Shiller, a Nobel Prize-winning economist and professor at Yale. Shiller says an economy doesn't change course overnight. But with the rise of the 24-hour news cycle and social media, every shift is magnified.
So quite plausibly, that makes us more vulnerable, and we might be overreacting.
And overreacting can skew the way we think about spending. Andrew Caroli is a professor of finance at Cornell University. He says as people watch their 401k balances move up and down,
I worry that excessive volatility in the markets somehow may lead them to distort the decisions that they would normally be taking.
And normal these past few months, with markets breaking records, has been to spend more on big ticket items like cars and appliances, even if it's meant saving less and taking on more debt.
There's almost like a feedback loop that is working from the stock market back to consumers.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says things like low unemployment and rising wages are what really matter. About half of Americans don't even own stocks. Even so, changes in the market affects them.
There are times when stocks matter, when they're going up fast or down fast. You know, it does have a big impact.
And that's mattered the last few days. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.